No visible signs remain today, but in Revolutionary times, the road to Virginia, with a branch towards Edenton, continues from directly across the river. It climbs to the left and uphill. Various buildings related to shipping, such as warehouses and docks, crowd the riverbank on this side. After their skirmish to the south, Tarleton's men arrive here in search of Whig militia. They see an entrenchment and some militia behind it, who open fire. In the river on that side is a line of boats the Patriots have wisely collected to slow the British crossing. Tarleton sees a good location for cannons, either here at the seating area or more likely behind you, and decides to let those do the work when they arrive. One source says a cannon was eventually sent from the main army but could not dislodge the militia, so the cavalry had to. Tarleton says the militia left on their own after damaging the boats. Given his usual willingness to take credit, whether due or not, this seems the more likely story. Regardless, after the Patriots are gone, he sends a detachment across to guard the road while the boats are repaired. He can't do anything about others moved to a distant ferry by Whig forces. Much of Tuesday, May 15, 1781, this area and the road behind you is filled with impatient soldiers, slavery escapees, refugees, camp followers, and horses waiting for their turns as boats shuttle to and fro across the river. When done, the British continue north and leave North Carolina after 4 fateful months. See our Race to the Dan and Guilford Battle tours for details. Please return to town using the instructions under Sacred Waters and Other Beverages, and then click its audio clip.